You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Welcome to Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And I'm here on the practice field, and you can see the hillside behind me. That's where you fans are going to be able to sit to watch training camp practice in 2 weeks. And the big news is that you'll be able to watch Demaryius Thomas, who signed a five-year deal this week. And, you know, obviously there's short and long-term ramifications, and we'll get into the long-term ramifications here as far as how it affects other contracts with this question from Jeff Jackson on Twitter. He asks, how does the Justin Houston contract affect talks with Von Miller? Think we'll be able to re-sign it? Well, of course, to address Demaryius Thomas, now they've got Thomas out of the way, Von Miller appears to be next on the horizon, and that's where the Justin Houston contract is going to be fairly intriguing, because there you have a potential template for what a Von Miller deal might look like. Both of them have comparable stats in their first 4 years in the league. Of course, Houston was franchised and eligible for free agency before he was franchised this year because he was not a first-round pick. Von Miller is playing on the fifth-year option that's afforded to first-round picks, or to teams with their first-round picks, since the 2011 draft. And then he's going to be eligible for unrestricted free agency next year, unless the Broncos franchise him. But, you know, that template is crucial, because one of the issues with the Broncos and Demaryius Thomas was there wasn't really a template they could go by for another receiver. Calvin Johnson's contract came in a different time. It was in 2012, the first year of the CBA, and it was designed by the Lions in part to avoid a $22 million cap charge that he had from his rookie contract in 2012. So there were different factors with that than there are right now. So we'll see if the fact that Justin Houston has his deal helps the Broncos get something done with Von Miller. Certainly, I think it can open up that possibility. But if the negotiations go as they tend to go, then it might well be a repeat of what we saw this summer with a franchise tag and then waiting and seeing, and then finding out the Broncos could go 4-for-4 on signing franchise players to long-term deals under John Elway if they do indeed have to franchise Von Miller. Our next question is from Miguel Castillo. He uses the form on DenverBroncos.com, and he writes, should Tyson Brailo fail to impress in training camp and preseason, will they switch Chris Clark back to left tackle? It's certainly a possibility, just because he's the only guy on the roster that has extensive experience at left tackle in the NFL. That's one of the reasons why Chris Clark is valuable, even though he's going to start training camp as the first team right tackle. He's a good insurance policy at left tackle, and that enhances his value. And you look all over the offensive line, whether you've got a starter like Gino Gradkowski or Luis Vasquez at right guard, or backups like Ryan Harris at right tackle, Shelly Smith at left guard, there are experienced options everywhere on the line. That's the way the Broncos have structured it. You've got insurance policy at every spot. But clearly, you look at Tyson Brailo's ceiling, second-round pick, can play left side, can play right side, but could be a very good zone-blocking left tackle. And the first priority is to see what he can do there, get him the snaps there, see how he develops. If he does well, or certainly shows enough promise to where the Broncos feel they can live with the ups and downs early, it'll be his job. But if something happens to Sam Brailo, yes, having Chris Clark around, that's a good insurance policy, because you know you're going to get competent left tackle play from him, just as you saw in 2013 when he helped the Broncos recover from the loss of Ryan Clady and get to Super Bowl 48. Thanks as always for your questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. You'll see the form right there on the page. Or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace and ask me a question. Ask me almost anything. I'll see you next week. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.